And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, a couple of folks from the Sitka Sound Science Center. Janet Clark is the education manager, and Mia Corte is the WellFest director and science outreach coordinator. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Morning. Morning, Melissa.
Well, you're here because there's a lot going on at the Science Center, as usual. Quite a number of spring events, and you're also gearing up for the summer. Janet, why don't you talk a bit about the event that's happening today, the scavenger hunt?
Great idea. I don't want people to forget this because it's right today and they can make their afternoon plans based on it. We do have a spring break special. And in this case, at 2:30, the doors will open so that people can come into the centers free of charge. And all families can come in and poke around the Science Center in a scavenger hunt designed to let them become familiar with the center as we know it, the kind of fun aspects of the aquarium, of our education programs, of the retail store, of the hatchery. And in this case, the family can come in, do a scavenger hunt to answer questions that will be found throughout the Science Center. And when they complete that scavenger form, they can drop it into a drawing, which at exactly 3:55 we will pull out, and there are three fantastic gift bags with Science Center items, as well as kids will find that there's little free extras all around the Science Center for them today. I'd encourage families to come in. We love our Science Center, and we have such a good time there. We'd like families to feel completely comfortable, and as they're looking towards their family and friends coming this summer, why not be the host who brings their family to such an outstanding place in our community?
And speaking of the summer camps, you're gearing up for those. What are those going to look like this year?
So summer camps are well established in this town. I understand that people look forward to them with a regularity of the season. And in this case, there are camps, as usual, for first and second graders and third through fifth graders and then sixth graders and above, all covering different topics ranging from engineering to botany to anatomy to microscopy, and they relate to the theme of structure. It's very interesting camps. Everybody will enjoy them terrifically. And the important thing to know is this: easy to sign up online. You can go to sitkascience.org under summer camps, and the link will take a person directly to the registration. Very easy to do, take care of it in a few short minutes. There's also hard copy copies of those of the registration form at the Science Center. But the reason I mention it is because a couple of the camps are like one person away from closing. We've reached our level there. And not only that, you don't want to sit there and ponder them quite too long, because on April 9th we'll close the registration and the camps will then be closed for the registration opportunity. There's another new camp this year that I think is I'm looking forward to tremendously, and that is camps called family camps. In this case, a family could come together for these camps, and one of them, which is turning out to be fairly interesting and popular, is one that Marnie Chapman from University of Alaska at Southeast is going to run, which is called Sitka Through a Microscope. And that particular one allows families to go out with Marnie, collect and observe outside, bring it in, and have her talk them through the microscopic adventure of looking at Sitka. And in this case, then, a family of three gets to register as one person. And any additional is just a mere $20 to cover T-shirts.
So summer camps. And listen, you have Discovery Days and Sprouts. Those happen during the school year, but the school year is slowly coming to a close.
Certainly, as spring comes and we have these great opportunities like we have been doing in Sprouts and Discovery Days this month in March to celebrate spring, so do the doors close on a couple of those programs. So there's a limited number left. The Sprouts is dearly loved. It's a preschool program held every Tuesday from 10:30 to 11:30, free to the public. And those preschoolers, our very youngest scientists, come in and do tremendous amount of fun exploration. In this case, all through March, it was on spring topics. In April, we're going to go outside a bit, and we're going to look at some biomes, and then we have to close the door on that. And those we'll miss our preschoolers and are already talking about how we can maybe do a couple of summer sprout programs, because we don't enjoy it when we don't see them coming through those doors every Tuesday. And then Discovery Days this Saturday, we get to participate in a celebration of the Sitka Herring Festival by having Jessica Gill from the fishery biologist from SDA come in and do an entire Discovery Day on herring. Good timing, as those boats are lining up right now as we speak. And so on Saturday, 10 to 12 at the Science Center, usually a members-only event, but this week and next week for a special event, the community is welcome to come in and celebrate herring with us. This week, it's Jessica Gill and herring life cycle at the Science Center, 10 to 12. Next Saturday, a special event with Chuck Miller, who is a youth program coordinator with the Sitka School District's cultural program. He's coming in telling two traditional stories. He will enthrall any age person. You could be 5 and you will not want him to stop, or you could be 65 and be thrilled to hear him tell his stories. But he's going to follow up two different stories, one at 10:05, one at 11:05, with some discussion about traditional methods for gathering herring roe or for harvesting intertidal foods. It'll be a great experience next Saturday, also from 10 to 12. So two Saturdays in a row that are Discovery Days at the Sitka Sound Science Center in celebration of the Herring Festival.
Woo, you are busy over there. And Mia, you have more things to add. There's going to be a Food Web cruise coming up next week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and I think in connection with this Sitka Herring Festival, we really wanted to time our annual Food Web cruise to coincide with that. And it's really kind of a kickoff to Sitka Whale Fest, which is a huge part of this community that we have logistically been planning as a celebration of kind of the history and the culture and the love that people have for Sitka Sound and the wildlife that's here. So Sitka Whale Fest is not until November, but usually in the spring we have this annual Food Web cruise where we take a boat from Allen Marine and we're on the water. We have scientists and researchers and historians, and they'll talk to us a little bit about what we're seeing this special time of the year when the herring are spawning and all the different things that are happening in this ecosystem. What's really great is you get to come and have some breakfast with your friends, take a 3-hour cruise. We leave at 9 a.m. from Crescent Harbor and we'll be back by noon. And it's really a time that we also start talking about Whale Fest. So we are very excited to introduce the theme that we will have this fall. It's our 20th anniversary for Whale Fest. So we're very excited to really capture that, what it's meant for this community, the history of that, of this festival, and what we're excited to share with everyone for this year.
That will be a great unveiling.
Yes,
on
the
cruise,
just right? A reminder, sorry, the tickets are at Old Harbor Books and they're online at sitkawhalefest.org. So we would love to see everybody show up that day.
So you're gearing up for Whale Fest already.
Yes, it's kind of, this is a kickoff event. It's a fundraiser, but it's also a way to share what we're working on, what we're thinking and planning to really celebrate that. And it's such a huge event in this community that really brings different organizations and people together. And we know it means a lot to this community. So we're starting early to talk about it.
Well, you know, Whale Fest but the Science Center itself just keeps expanding and bringing on more and more. And you are looking to bring on a couple of more people too, aren't you?
Yes. So we have some positions open for our summer season, and one of them is our retail manager. And we would love to have somebody that is interested in marketing and thinking about kind of the customer service that people require, that when they come to a place like Science Center, where they're not only engaging in our aquarium and our hatchery, but we have a retail store which also features Ludwig's chowder, and we have a lot of items that we would love to promote. So we're hiring for a retail manager. If they would like to apply, to please contact us at the Science Center.
And you're looking for an interpreter.
Yes. So a summer interpreter is someone who also helps with that tourism and customer service aspect. They will be working mainly with the aquarium, some with tours, and some with some background behind the scenes, and also with the retail store. So if anyone's interested in being a summer interpreter, to please let us know. We're looking for someone that can commit from May through September. So it's a little unusual. We're looking for someone to go a little bit late into the season.
Okay. Well, how can folks find out more about what's being offered at the Science Center?
best, I think, is our both our Facebook page and our web page at sitkascience.org. The Facebook page is very dynamic, and right now I think it looks absolutely stunning with the different promotions for our events coming up in this very week.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Janet Clark and Mia Corte from the Sitka Sound Science Center scavenger hunts happening today, 2:30 to 4:00.